RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. All national components must save Indonesia through the awareness of defending state. President Donald Trump to meet President Joko Widodo at G20. Now the news in details. Indonesian government keeps developing defending state program for Indonesian people. The defending state has become a must for Indonesian individuals in order to love their homeland. This was said by Indonesian Defense Minister Yamizar Priyankudu on press conference after the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesian Defense Minister Riamizat Triangkudu and Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lauli on the launching of Bela Indonesiaku and submission of DVD Song of Bela Negara for Children at Defense Ministry Building in Central Jakarta on Wednesday.
Jadi begini ya, bela negara itu adalah menyadarkan.
So defending state is to realize citizenship, to join defending state. The awareness to defend state, just awakening awareness. For us who have been aware, we must increase the awareness of defending state. For people who are not aware of defending state, we must make them aware because defending state is important. Why? Firstly, it has been on the bill as the instructions of state for us. Secondly, we must thank for God. Why? Because we have possessed extraordinary Indonesia, we must thank to Indonesia.
Kita bersyukur diberikan negara seperti ini.
Moreover, Minister Yamizat Priyankudu also asked the people to thank for the existence of Indonesia. He said if Indonesian people compare with some Middle East countries, there are many refugees leaving their countries because their countries are not safe. Therefore, Indonesian people must be able to maintain the sovereignty and integrity of Indonesia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi affirmed in Jakarta on Wednesday that U.S. President Donald Trump plans to hold a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of the G20 meeting to take place in Hamburg, Germany on July 8 and 7. On Tuesday night by telephone, Minister Retno and the U.S. State Secretary Rex Tillerson also discussed the G20. She explained that her counterpart Rex Tillerson stated that President Donald Trump's wish is based on his admiration for the contents of the speech which President Joko Widodo delivered during the Summit of Islamic Countries and the United States in Riyadh last May. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Adanya rencana pertemuan bilateral antara Presiden Trump dan Presiden Jokowi.
Especially there are plans of a bilateral meeting between President Trump and President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of the G20 meeting. We discussed several issues that the two presidents are likely to discuss, among others, on the threat of terrorism. The U.S. Secretary of State said that at a summit meeting in Riyadh, the president's speech made the president of Trump very impressive. Therefore, he wishes to follow up the contents of the speech with the possibilities of cooperation that can be done in the context of countering terrorism. Minister Retno Marsudi said that in the conversation, Indonesia also encouraged the United States to contribute to the crisis of Gulf countries and Qatar in order not to worsen, and dialogue can be done immediately. She feels that the United States also gave an appreciation to Indonesia that initiated a trilateral meeting among Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines to discuss the case of the radicalism and terrorism movement on Thursday, June 22nd. This is a manifestation of Indonesia's commitment to the region, and when it comes to the threat of terrorism, it always exceeds the borders of the state. Indonesia promised to keep updating about this commitment to countering terrorism. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla held an iftar with the media, the Indonesian Red Cross, the Indonesian Mosque Council, and the Vice Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Wednesday. This activity is routinely organized by the Vice President at every moment of Ramadan. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Muslims who are part of the Indonesian nation should be proud with the Islamic atmosphere in their homeland. Let's try to compare the atmosphere with other countries. I ask all those who frequently go to Arabia and to Egypt, our Islamic atmosphere is more powerful than other countries. Vice President Yusuf Kalla views that the concept of Islam, Rahmatan Lil Alamin, or Islam of the Archipelago, is a strong grip of Indonesian Muslims to be able to establish the brotherhood both with Islamic fellows and with other religious followers. Although they are with the Islamic State, Indonesia remains the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Once the atmosphere is extraordinary, it is the diversity of this country. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that his side appealed that religious people in Indonesia still uphold the life of tolerance and mutual respect, which has been rooted among the communities. He added that Idul Fitri celebration will be expected to be a momentum for Muslims to come back to fitrah and strengthen friendships and brotherhood among others. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto met with the Spanish Ambassador to Indonesia, José María Matres Manso. At the meeting, Ambassador José María Matres Manso offered the concept of cooperation between Indonesia and Spain on counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and the main tool of weapon system. Ambassador José is well known to be experienced in solving terrorism problems when assigned to Ambassador in Mali. This was stated by Minister Wiranto after the meeting in central Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Wiranto says that Indonesia must cooperate with many countries in combating acts of terrorism. He believes that cooperation with Spain can strengthen the main task and function of the National Agency for Combating Terrorism. Ministry of Finance will establish cooperation with Swiss and Singapore governments in exchange of financial data. The cooperation will be signed after Idul Fitri festivity following the cooperation of data exchange that has been carried out by Hong Kong more recently. In addition to this, Swiss and Singapore, there will be seven other countries targeted by Indonesia to join the bilateral competent authority agreement. Director General of Taxations at the Finance Ministry, Ken Dwijugyastiadi, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the seven other countries that will cooperate with Indonesia in exchange of financial data are Panama, United Arab Emirates, Macau, Brunei Darussalam, Dominica, Vanuatu, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Bahamas. Ken Dwijugyastiadi added that the government will prioritize the country that holds the most treasures of Indonesian citizens. The last item. APOL in cooperation to build a research and development R&D center in the Green Office Park Complex at Bumi Serpong Damai in South Tangerang, Banten. Expert staff of the Ministry of Industry Sani Iskandar said in Jakarta on Wednesday that it will be similar to other innovation centers such as the ones in Silicon Valley and San Jose. The news was announced during the meeting that took place among Industry Minister Erlangga Hartanto, the Director for APOL South Asia, Michael Colum, and Government Affairs of APOL Indonesia, Mirza Nata Disastra. The company with the partially bit APOL logo will establish a partnership with Bina Nusantara University in managing its IT training. Sani said that his side will train instructor that will be a part of the innovation center. Bina Nusantara is chosen because the university is IT-oriented. He added that the research center will potentially produce several applications to support the performance of Apple's gadgets and other products. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. Thank you.
make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling 490th Anniversary Commemoration of Great Jakarta. Today, June 22nd, 2017, is the 490th Anniversary of Jakarta. In commemorating its anniversary, the theme race is Diverse, United and Serving, which was announced one day before the celebration held at Taman Waduk Pluit, North Jakarta by Governor of Jakarta, Jarod Saiful Hidayat. This theme is meaningful. Although Jakarta's characteristics are very diverse, but the diversity must be united and its apparatus must have high spirit to serve Jakarta's residents without discrimination. Jakarta's activity is carried out in order to realize the theme. Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat said that clean Jakarta is seen not only from the cleanliness of the environment only, but also from the attitude of Jakarta's officials who are not corrupt and do not accept illegal fees and want to make Jakarta advance according to international level. Of course, various events have been prepared to enliven the anniversary of Jakarta this year. Like in previous year, on June 22nd, ceremonies and plenary sessions are held in the building of Jakarta Regional Council. The anniversary of this year is also highlighted with several completed projects, such as the inauguration of the Corridors 13 of Transjakarta Bus and Jakarta Wholesaler, which is the center of food groceries like meat, eggs, flour, sugar, rice, vegetables, and many others. The commodities are provided by the city government for cheap prices for traders, so that sales in the public markets can be maintained more cheaply. With the presence of Jack Grocer, it is expected to control the price hike of basic needs that always happens before Idul Fitri or Lebaran, as the Muslim holiday, which is the biggest celebration in Indonesia. Currently, the facility has been built at Kramat Jati Great Market in East Jakarta. Another activity in the commemoration of Jakarta's anniversary is by holding a regular exhibition of Jakarta Fair or Pekan Raya Jakarta. The activity, which takes place at Kemayoran Central Jakarta for a month, is aimed at providing space for culture, art, and tourism of Jakarta. The largest, longest, and most comprehensive exhibition in Southeast Asia was officially opened on June 14 and will be closed on July 16, 2017. At the annual exhibition, which is now 50 years old, mobile application of Jakarta Fair Kemayoran was also launched. Pekan Raya Jakarta, which is now called Jakarta Fair Kemayoran 2017, launch Go Digital to make it easier for visitors to get latest news, general information, product promotions, concert schedule, event schedule, and information about various facilities. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya hopes that the holding of the Jakarta Fair Kemayoran or JFK can boost tourism promotion of Jakarta and attract foreign tourists from many countries, especially from Malaysia and Singapore, that have been the main market. Meanwhile, Head of Jakarta Tourism Office Chatur Laswanto explained about various events held at Jakarta Fair Kemayoran, such as Cheap Bazaar, the latest technology exhibitions, automotive, handicrafts, culinary, and musical performances from a series of famous Indonesian singers and musicians held daily for a month non-stop. The event in the anniversary commemoration of Jakarta are public ones that can be attended by all people. They are artistic events, festivals, and sport competitions and bazaars. In return, it is expected that in the future, there will be a condition on which everybody can share and take care of each other, and there is no difference to capital city. Jakarta is the capital of Indonesia and 490 years old, can be a safe and comfortable city, not only for its residents, but also for domestic and foreign tourists. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on June 22, 1958, when Jakarta was established. Jakarta anniversary is celebrated every June 22nd. The termination's June 22nd was carried by Sudiro, the mayor of Jakarta, for the period of 1953-1958. Referring to the script entitled From Jayakarta to Jakarta, he guessed that June 22, 1527 is the closest day when Jayakarta city built by Fathahila. Then the script was handed over by Sudiro to temporary representative council of the city that decided June 22, 1527 as the establishment of Jakarta. Since that time, every June 22, a special session of Regional People's Representative Assembly of Jakarta is held as tradition to celebrate the establishment of Jakarta. The next event was in 1941 when Operation Barbarossa was begun. Operation Barbarossa was the code name for Nazis Germany's invasion of the Soviet Union during World War II, which began on June 22, 1941. Over the course of the operation, about 4 million soldiers of the Axis powers invaded Soviet Russia along 2,900 kilometers front, the largest invasion force in the history of warfare. In addition to troops, the Germans employed some 600,000 motor vehicles and between 600,000 to 700,000 horses. The operation was driven by Adolf Hitler's ideological desire to conquer the Soviet territories as outlined in his 1925 manifesto, Mein Kampf or My Struggle. It marked the beginning of the rapid escalation of the war, both geographically and in the formation of the Allied coalition. The last event was in 1945 when Jakarta Charter was drafted. The Jakarta Charter was the result of a compromise between nationalists and Muslims about the foundation of a future Indonesian state prepared by a committee of nine and approved on June 22, 1945. The Committee of Nine was created by the Committee for the Investigation of the Independence of Indonesia Preparedness Efforts, in Japanese Dokuritsu Junbi Chosakai, founded April 29, 1945 by Lieutenant General Keimakichi Harada, commander of the Japanese 16th Army in Java. At the time of writing the Constitution by a second session of the Independence of Indonesia Preparedness Efforts, the Charter was included as a preamble. The charter was signed by Jakarta Soekarno-Hatta, Alexander Andreas Baramis, Abikusno Chokro Sujoso, Abdul Kahar Muzakir, Agus Salim, Ahmad Subarjo, Wahid Muhammad Yamin, and Hashim. Upon validation of the Constitution August 18, 1945, by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence founded August 7, 1945, as the successor of the Independence of Indonesia Preparedness Efforts. The term preamble was replaced by that of openness after the first principle was changed by simply believed in one God. The famous seven words, with the obligation for Muslims to observe Sharia, had been deleted. Indonesian constitution and contained no more reference to Islam. The removal of the reference to Islam in the first point had been made by Hatta on the proposed AA Maramis after consultation with Tengku Muhammad Hasan, Kasman Singo Dimejo, and Ki Bagus Hadi Kusumo. Listener, that was Today in History of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus and Darling. Clue application already adopted by Asian countries and Latin America. Clue application of social media to report the city problems is in demand by other countries as well. The local application has been adopted by several countries in the Asian region and Latin America. For the Asian region, Malaysia and some other countries have adopted Clue. The government in the countries views that the services provided by Clue can support their respective government's programs. The founder and chief executive official of Clue, Rama Raditya, said in Jakarta last Sunday that the countries contacted Clue's manager and asked the application be adopted in their regions. He also said that they are basically ready, even they are better prepared than Indonesia is. Rama Raditya added the next Clue content adopted in Asian countries and Latin America will adjust with the local government's needs. He said Clue is easy enough to be adopted abroad because the leaders and managers of city management abroad have a visionary purpose. While in Indonesia, Clue application adoptions is still relatively low. Rama Raditya said that so far, Clue has been present in more than 10 cities in Indonesia. The majority of the areas that adopt Clue are owned by property developers such as Sinarmas, Agung Sedayu and Intilan. Rama views that the low adoptions of Clue in the country is the homework of the central government in a bid to encourage regional leaders to be transparent and have a smart city vision. The provincial government of Jakarta is one of the users and adopters of Clue. In general, Clue makes it easy for the residents of Jakarta to report and complain about public facilities and services. In addition, Clue can also be used to report good things in Jakarta. Despite its role as an application of resident social media reporting, Clue is packed with interesting features. There are chatting features, avatars, and point offering that can be exchanged with prizes. When the user has registered as a Clue member, the view of Clue is similar with Facebook. But the posting that appears on the Clue views is residents' reports. There are categories of reports which are reporting to governmental agencies, private entities, or creating form topics that match users' interest. Listener, that was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto met with the Spanish Ambassador to Indonesia, Jose Maria Matres Manso. Ministry of Finance will establish cooperation with Switzerland and Singapore governments in exchange of financial data. APOL Incorporation plans to build a research and development center in the Green Office Park complex at Bumi Serpong Damai in South Tangerang, Banten. That was news in brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, How about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to a religious tour to Southeast Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listener Fasting Month is not a barrier to conduct tourism activities. Precisely in this blessing month, you can learn more about religion as well as holidays with religious tourism activities. The religious tourism objects that are widely spread in various regions in Indonesia could be your choices. One of them is Wawoangi Mosque in Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi Province. Wawoangi Mosque is the oldest mosque in Buton Island. Its location is above the mountains of Wawoangi Village, Sampo Lawa Subdistrict, South Buton Regency. Wawoangi Mosque was founded by Sheikh Abdul Wahid in 1527 and believed to be the first mosque when spreading Islam in Buton. In the local language called Chia Chia, means on the wind, so the mosque is also called the Mosque on the Wind. The establishment of the mosque began when Sheikh Abdul Wahid, the local customary leader, saw the bright light up to the sky that emanates from the top of the mountains. Then he built the mosque in Buton. The residents, including the King of Buton, gradually embraced Islam, and King Murhum transformed the government system from the kingdom into Buton Sultanate. Thank you. consider the shape of the Wawangi Mosque looks simple and small compared to other mosques. Wawangi Mosque has its own uniqueness because all parts of the building are made of wood. The walls of the mosque are made of small bamboo. The bamboo is tied with fibers of trees, while the roof is made of thin, thick wood, and there is no dome or tower besides the mosque. In front of the mosque, there are sandalwood trees and some old tombs, such as tomb of Sultan La Saparagau, the father of Sultan Buton VII. Listener, Wawangi Mosque is now rarely used by residents to pray because the location is quite far from the village, but the mosque is still maintained by the villagers of Wawangi village. In addition, in the traditional custom activities, the mosque is often used to perform worship. Not only customary activities, some people usually perform Tarawih prayer or a special prayer during Ramadan holy month in the mosque. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Wawangi Mosque in Buton Island. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you the 490th Jakarta anniversary. Listener, June 22nd every year is commemorated as the Jakarta anniversary, the capital city of Indonesia. This date was established by Sudiro, the mayor of Jakarta, during the period 1953-1958. Sudiro realized the importance of Jakarta anniversary commemoration, which was different from the establishment of Batavia. So he invited several historical experts, such as Mr. Muhammad Yamin and Mr. Dr. Sukanto, and senior journalist Sudarjo Cokrosiswoyo, to carry out a research on when Jakarta was built by Prince Fatahila. They found out that the closest date is June 22, 1527, when Fatahila built Jayakarta. From the manuscript entitled Jayakarta, the mayor of Jakarta, Sudiro, and the city administrative council stated June 22 as the day when Jakarta was born. Listener, this year's Jakarta is commemorating its 490th anniversary. A series of events to commemorate have begun in Kalijodo, North Jakarta on May 21st during the National Awakening Day by releasing 490 birds. Pigeons were chosen as the symbol of peace, love, and loyalty to Indonesia. This year's theme of Jakarta anniversary is diverse, united, and serving. This theme hopefully can make Jakarta's residents united and prosperous. Several activities have been set by the provincial government to celebrate the date. The activity was opened by hoisting flag ceremony in National Monument from 7:30 on June 22, 2017. The ceremony was followed by all legislative members, public figures, and the provincial government employees. At 1600 hours local time, Jakarta Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat held a meeting with City Administrative Council and broke the fast together. Several projects will also be officially open. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Veneri World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, wherever you are. We meet again in our regular segment, Music Corner. To begin our program for today, we are going to bring you a song coming from Opik, entitled Tombo Ati.
Lakoni muki muki kusti. ada lima perkaranya. Yang pertama, baca Quran dan maknanya. Yang kedua, sholat malam dirikanlah. Yang ketiga, berkumpullah dengan orang soleh. Yang keempat, berbanyaklah berpuasa. Yang kelima, zikir malam perpanjanglah. Salah satunya, siapa bisa menjalani? Moga-moga Gusti Allah mencukupi.
Listener Muslims around the world have been fasting for almost 1 month and will soon celebrating the long-awaited holiday of Idul Fitri, the victory day for those who undergo fasting for a whole month. Ramadan atmosphere that is full of wisdom inspired Muslims to understand the values contained in the implementation of fasting, with expectation that values can be implemented in a daily life. Listener, in connection with this, the singer of Bik reflects in the lyrics combined with arrangement in accordance with the Islamic nuance. Let's enjoy another song from Opik. Thank you. Opik is a singer who was firstly oriented to the rock music genre, changed his way to become a religious singer. Opik is consistent in the path of religious music, even his performance wearing Islamic costume. Opik has now permanently kept his career in religious music in Indonesia. The color and character of his music adopted from various genres perfectly by dominating piano as a leading instrument. Well, listener, now we are going to end our music corner for today with another wonderful song from Opik entitled Rapuh. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Music Corner.
Detik waktu terus berjalan, berhias gelap dan terang. Suka dan duka, tangis dan tawa, tergores bagai lukisan. Seribu mimpi, berjuta sepi, hadir bagai teman sejati. Di antara
lelahnya jiwa dalam resah dan air mata ku persembahkan kepadamu yang terindah dalam hidupku. Meski ku rapuh dalam langkah, kadang tak setia kepadamu, namun cinta dalam jiwa hanyalah padamu. Maafkanlah bila hati tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap hanya dirimu yang bertahta. Sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap hanya dirimu yang berkuasa. Cinta dalam jiwa hanyalah padamu. Maafkanlah bila hati tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap banyak dirimu yang bertata. Meski ku padamu, maafkanlah bila hati tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap banyak dirimu yang bertahan. Detik waktu terus berlalu, semua berakhir padamu. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Karim, Ya Allah, Ya Azim, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, ya Karim, ya Allah, ya Adim, ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Allah, ya Rahim.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.